please, 923.
923, request of Don J. Baldwin to address council regarding Freedom City's campaign.
Come on up. And if you could state your name for the record.
Sure. I'm Donald J. Baldwin.
Thank you. And I should have mentioned, there's a light system in the front of the chamber. When you have about 30 seconds left, the yellow light goes on. And when your time is up, the red light goes on. Thank you.
Okay. First, I would like to extend my gratitude and thankfulness to Mayor Ted Wheeler and to our distinguished commissioners for all your hard work taking care of our city and for granting me the honor and privilege of speaking to you today. My name is Don J. Baldwin. I'm a citizen of Portland, an emergency medical technician, a voter, and a member of one of Portland's People Power grassroots mobilizing groups. I'm armed today with a few facts, a little of what I hope is common sense, and a little bit of reason. At this time, I would like to ask all my fellow People Power volunteers to make themselves known by rising. People Power groups are a grassroots movement of ordinary citizens and patriots concerned at the direction our current administration is leading the country, and we are here today to explain why it is in the best interest of the City of Portland, in addition to Multnomah County, to adopt the ACLU 9 model enforcement policies and rules. Now, I come to you today as a concerned citizen of Portland and as a medical professional. I believe there is a credible risk to our public health which can be minimized by adopting the ACLU 9 model policies. When it comes to the flu season that is approaching, the Latino population is already at risk due to widespread misconceptions that the vaccines cause more problems than they prevent. According to the LA Times, in 2014, only 15 to 24% of Latinos in California received a flu vaccination. With fear of deportation looming and immigration population distrustful of law enforcement and institutions in general, we can only expect these numbers to decline. Should an outbreak of swine flu, H1N1, or other virulent strain take place this year, I suggest the impact on Portland's public health could be significant, and the undocumented population is extremely vulnerable. I'm not here to frighten anyone or make any claims of imminent danger. The point is that even without an outbreak of severe flu, the impact on public health and child and infant mortality within our immigrant populations may be significant because people are too afraid to access care. During interviews with residents of low-income Latino communities in Denver, researchers found that many didn't call 911 in cases because of their suspicion of law enforcement and the possibility of language barriers with first responders and misconceptions about the cost of ambulatory care. A 2013 study by a professor at University of Chicago, Illinois, called Insecure Communities, Latino Perceptions of Police Involvement in Immigration Enforcement, reveals some notable findings. Since the beginning of 2017, reports of rape among the LA's Latino population have declined by 25% compared to the same period last year. Domestic violence reports have dropped nearly 10%, and no other ethnic group experienced a comparable decrease. It is clear that mistrust of law enforcement and fear of deportation are responsible for the sharp decline in the number of reports. This is why adopting the Model 9 is so important. By adopting the 9 model policies, we clearly establish the role of law enforcement and really all EMS. When combined with an outreach effort to the community, we can improve access to the emergency care and make all of Portland safer and healthier.
Thank you. And if I could just make a couple of comments. First of all, I appreciate your efforts around the Freedom Cities effort, and obviously we have.
Thank you.
I have recently signed on to the Cities for Citizenship campaign, and I was appreciative of the folks who came and spoke to me about that. We are thrilled to do a naturalization ceremony here at Portland City Hall, so we're looking forward to that. With regard to the ACLU, the Model 9, we actually believe we have adopted those principles. There's some disagreement between us and the ACLU on the specific wording of our ordinances.
Correct.
But we're working with them on that, and philosophically we're in alignment on those issues, and it's just a matter of getting to where we're in agreement that our ordinance says what we think it says.
Sure.
Thank you. But we appreciate it, and I appreciate the folks who came in this morning to show their support for your efforts. Thank you.